Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Bryan Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Thank you for joining us, everybody. I hope your Saturday is starting off well. This is July the 11th, 2026. It's hard to believe we're after the 4th of July here, and this show is live every weekend here at WCCO. You're welcome to join us, 612-294-6949. Again, 612-294-6949. Show's hosted by Mr. Mike Overson. Mike is with Luminate Bank right here in the Twin Cities. We've got Scott Wolmering, and I'm Ryan O'Neill with the Minnesota Real Estate Team and RE/MAX Advantage Plus. Grateful for you joining us. Hope you and your families are having a good weekend. Scott and Mike, good morning to you guys. Great to see you.
Yeah, good to be here. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Like Ryan said, this is the Minnesota Real Estate Show, live and local, our 21st year on air. We talk everything real estate and mortgage related as it relates to the Twin Cities market. Love your calls and feedback during the entire show, 612-294-6949, or you can just type us your questions on any of the social media, and we will be able to cover it.
Yeah, again, thank you all. Thank you for joining us here. Really do appreciate it. And we've got a fun show, Mike. It's always a pleasure, bud. You had the Great Gatsby party there, 4th of July. That was yowzers. That is this. I show up to the party. Mike's like Americana. He's got the outfit on. He's got the hair on. He's got a hat on. He's got your dear wife Jen. Same way. What a party!
Yep, it's good. Every year we do that July 4th party. We have 250 to 300 people show up. We got food trucks.
250 to 300 people.
Yeah, food trucks, live band.
Most of them, you know.
Yeah, it's a good time. Yeah, and it's just fun to see everyone. Everyone comes out and has a great time. And we got fun for everyone between 1 and 100 years old.
Oh man,
yeah,
Scott.
This is the first year I've missed this year. First year in probably 10 years. It is something you look forward to every year, and for you and Jen to put it on so graciously is very, very cool. We're gonna get into, like we always do, the beginning of the show. We're gonna talk about our markets, mortgage market, and what's going on in the real estate market. So why don't we go ahead and hit the mortgage first?
Mike. Yeah, Mike, what do we got, buddy?
So for you faithful listeners out there, you haven't heard my voice for almost a couple months here because I'm very involved with like football coaching and stuff like that. So I finally got a break here this Saturday to come back in. The last time I came on here, rates were sitting, you know, at that 6.25 to 6.5 mark. Well, today they're at that 6.25 to 6.5. It's been pretty boring for the last 3 months. Rates maybe at the lowest point hit 6%, at the highest point hit 6.5. So we've just been floating. We've been bouncing in those guardrails, 6% on the bottom, 6.5 on the top, and it's just been steady eddy. I don't see a whole lot of anything that's going to really break us out of that either, one way or the other. So I think for the next couple months here, as we get closer to midterms, where I think that might be a movement of mortgage rates, I think we're going to stay right between that 6 and 6.5.
Yeah, you're always welcome to join us again by phone or text. And I just had a texter come in, says, good morning, guys. I'm wondering when the best time to sell a rural farm site near Dawson in western Minnesota would be. The area is more depressed than the Twin Cities area. Things don't sell as quickly. Should I try to get it listed soon or in the fall or wait until the spring? It's on gravel roads that could get very sloppy with snow and even hard to get to, Scott.
Yeah, great question. Always real hard to just answer a question like that without taking a look at your specific market. But in general, you know, we are still in, you know, in fact, we're gonna call it today. I feel like Fox News or CNN when we're calling a presidential election. We're gonna call it on the show today that we are officially in a balanced market. We'll get into that. But for the first time in 25 years, we're in a balanced market. And I'll explain what that means. But so best time to list it. We still have limited inventory here. I don't think you're gaining anything by waiting till the spring market. If you're in an area that it takes longer, a little bit longer to sell your house, doesn't really affect you then time on market. And so I would probably, again, I'm a big believer in, you know what we know what we have here, which is a climbing inventory market where pricing has gotten flattened and in some areas has gone down, but it's still good. Now, what's going to happen over the next 2 years if that theme continues is the question.
Yeah, again, want to thank you. Thank you for listening, everybody. Again, right before the break, just a very quick snapshot. New listings this past week, 1,526, up 5.5%. Pending sales up almost 10% year over year, 1,167 pendings. And then the inventory is up 7% year over year, 11,284 homes for sale. We've got a great show, a busy show today. A lot to talk about. I know we're up against our first break today. Very excited and grateful. We have Candace Wheeler, who's joining us here today. Candace, thank you. Thank you for being with us.
I'm so excited. I hope to learn a lot.
You get to deal with all of us guys and our crazy social media and everything going on.
I love it. I'm excited. I like crazy, so let's go.
Yeah. Well, this is the show for you, Candace.
Yeah, we are grateful for Candace, Candace being here. We're up against our first break. This is the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Hey, welcome back to the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Hope your weekend's going well, everybody. Before we take our caller, Scott, guess what time of the week it is there, buddy?
It is time for the O'Neill Foundation of Hope.
Yeah, just a quick minute of hope by the O'Neill Foundation of Hope. This past week, I met a wonderful family, we titled it Keeping the Lights On when the family suddenly had to rely on one income because of medical setbacks. Didn't take long for everyday bills to become overwhelming. The mom underwent surgery, unable to work for several months. Family fell behind on bills while doing everything they could to make ends meet. Thanks to you all, the generosity of our donors, the O'Neill Foundation of Hope stepped in, helped pay their Xcel energy bill, keeping the lights on. Sometimes it's just the small things the lights. Scott, we met with them yesterday, and I'll tell you, my heart broke a little bit. There were two wonderful kids, and she said, you know what? I'm glad I met with you today because I was hungry.
Yeah, wow. And that puts it in perspective, doesn't it?
It puts it in perspective, and again, I just want to let everybody know with the O'Neill Foundation, I hope we appreciate your kindness and generosity. We support everybody, whether it is food insecurity, helping with utilities, rent payments. So we're grateful for your support, O'NeillHope.org. But Scott, again, it broke my heart to see that, you know, she was probably 7 years old. That's literally what she said to me.
Yeah, that's crazy. And that's the good that you guys do, which is palatable and you can touch it. Like I've said for the last year, if you are a giving person and you're looking for a charity, this is where you want to put your dollars. You can see the people being helped on a weekly basis. You guys are up to, what, 3 or 4 families a week now?
Yeah, a week. Yep, that we're helping. So thanks for your support, everybody. I think we got a caller. Candace, do we have a caller here today? We've got a caller who called into the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Tony, thank you so much for calling into the show. You are a kind fellow agent, and you've got something really great to tell our listeners about. Tell people what you're working on and how that benefits them.
Good morning, Ryan and Scott. So wonderful to be on your show, and thank you again. I'm so grateful for the opportunity you're giving me to be on here with you today. Amazing work you guys do. Tony Farah, Twin Cities agents for the last 12 years. I specialize in helping families with special needs from day one. Why? Because I'm a parent of an autistic adult with autism. He's nonverbal, and I'm an uncle of a niece with cerebral palsy, 28 years old, wheelchair bound. And when I got into this real estate business, I saw a gap, you know, and I saw a problem. And families like mine, they have to move. They're just afraid because of lack of understanding. It's not that agents and real estate agents do not care. We do. We were just not trained. So fast forward 12 years ago, I'm proud to say that we've created a special needs specialist course that is a designation that is full of knowledge, provides tools and strategies for realtors to be prepared to not just ask any questions, but ask the questions in a way that is that comes from an understanding, that comes from a caring. And we're, what we know is people don't care how much we know until they know how much we care, right? Sure. So we're filling that gap with that course. I'm super excited to have launched it May 1st. We've got so far coast-to-coast coverage, and this is just the beginning, my friend. So I appreciate you giving me a few minutes to talk about it.
What is the best way people can reach out to you with the course? Again, wonderful what you're doing. It means a lot to us. What's the best way, fellow agents, anyone listening can connect with you regarding what you're doing?
Yeah, and Tony, what's the actual name of the course?
It's Special Needs Specialist, SNS for a short acronym. So the website is literally Special Needs with an S, obviously, specialist.com.
Wow.
Very cool.
And again, just to call you, Tony, is that the best or best way people can get you?
612-532-1685. My email is tony@tonyferra.com.
Well, Tony, thanks for taking time, bud. I know you got an open house here at 11. We're grateful for you and what you're doing for the real estate community. Thank you. Thanks for all you're doing.
You bet, guys. God bless you. Talk to you soon.
Yeah, God bless you too. What a sweetheart of a guy, Scott.
And what a great idea. I mean,
oh my gosh.
It will teach people to have a little empathy. I'm sure, you know, we'll always say the wrong thing if you give us a choice. So I'm sure some sentencing or some verbiage that you can use with somebody that's struggling like that.
It's
awesome.
You just think about, again, special needs, whether autistic or any type of special needs, having the ability. He said a lot of times people are afraid of moving, Mike. They're afraid of moving. And you think about that. This business is such a relationship business, guys. You're working with that agent daily. And is that person going to have the understanding with your family? So really cool. Special Needs Specialist is the name of it. Reach out to Tony on that. Very cool. Mike, Scott, I know we've had some questions about the market. And Scott, you had some thoughts, too, about balance. You know, what is balance?
Yeah. So for the last 20 years, if you've listened to the show, you've heard me a zillion times say a balanced market in the Twin Cities is 18 to 20,000 homes. And if you go off population, that is still the number. It comes up 19,700. We had some major things that occurred in 2021. Refinances of $16 trillion. Those people are off the market. And we had a bunch of people that bought. A large population of those are off the market. So a balanced market in the Twin Cities is more like around 13, 14,000 homes. Well, we just reached 11,284, getting pretty balanced. What's another indicator that we're in a balanced market? We get to about a 4-month supply. Right now, we're at about 3-month supply. When you hear balance, it doesn't mean it's a crappy market. It just means it's balanced, which means prices will hold steady. Some areas will drop. Some areas will continue to go up. So it's balanced overall, which means in pocket areas. So, for example, if you're buying in Lakeville, my stomping ground, you're probably in a little bit of trouble if you're selling right now, because we have 442 homes on the market, 200 homes over 600 to 800,000. There's 200 homes. That's about 4 times what we had last year. Where you go into Edina, 600 to 800,000 homes, there's only about 45 homes on the market. So that is still going to be aggressive and
good
moving
research,
quickly.
Scott.
Yeah. And so it depends. So balance just means, depending on where you're at, make sure your agent's telling you what you're walking into. It doesn't mean that the sky is falling and you can't sell real estate. Our pendings are up every week. That's awesome. What is missing, which we were talking about earlier, is for the first time now, 7 weeks in a row, our pending numbers are not eclipsing our active numbers. So we've been adding 400 to 600 homes a week now for almost 7 weeks in a row. And that is what creates a balanced market, obviously. You're not dealing with 45 homes in Lakeville. You're dealing with 200 homes. You can get lost in that wave of homes.
Yeah, again, really good point. And Scott, again, I want to be sure everybody caught it. You've got a grandchild coming today, too.
Yes.
Gosh, congratulations, young man.
Yes, I'm very excited. We've been up since 3 a.m. My daughter, Jordan, is in labor as we speak.
Wow.
She is progressing. Everybody is safe and happy. So
your first grandchild.
My first grandchild. So I cut out, but I will be heading back to the hospital after this. So we're real excited.
If we suddenly Mike C. Scott on Facebook Live, like he's gone.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's key.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike, from your standpoint, what are you seeing? Again, we talk about pendings up. You know, as a team, the Minnesota real estate team, we're actually up for the year over year with activity. But Scott really brings up some good points. What are you seeing from your side?
Weird year for us. July is never our busiest month. July for closings is never our busiest month. This year, July by far is our busiest one.
That's crazy.
Right? And it's usually May and June and November are the top 3 months. For some reason, July is just crushing this year. August is actually looking really good, too. And August usually is kind of a slower month as well. It's just a little different out there. But, you know, as far as numbers go, if I compare it to last year, I think we're up just a little bit. I mean, not much, but just a little bit there. So we got a few more closings year to date than last year. From what we see, it's good. And I think the steady interest rates have helped. Last year, we were still waving a little bit up and down in interest rates. This year, like I said earlier in the show, it's pretty boring. Rates have just been kind of hovering. So,
yeah, I wanted to welcome into the discussion here formally. He has an introduction. Adam Hartung. He's a certified financial planner, professional accredited investment fiduciary. President. He's the president and founder of Midwest Money Management, located at 17316 Kenyon Avenue in Lakeville, Minnesota. Securities offered through JW Cole Financial Inc., member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through J.W. Cole Advisors, Inc. Midwest Money Management and J.W. Cole Financial and J.W. Cole Advisors are unaffiliated entities. Good morning, Adam. Thanks for being here, brother.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me.
You like my speed reading?
Yeah, I do. That's nice. I've been standing here waiting until I was official on the air to what Mike's been saying about mortgage rates. And I know at the beginning of the year, especially, there were a lot of people that were really hoping that mortgage rates were going to come down. I've been saying that I thought the best case scenario was really what we've got right now, which is that mortgage rates have stayed steady. As much as people would have loved to see mortgage rates come down, if we think about what it would have actually meant for the economy as a whole, what would have driven mortgage rates down, and it wouldn't have even been the Fed cutting rates. I do actually think the Fed could cut short-term rates. That, as we've talked about before, does not directly translate into long-term mortgage rates. If mortgage rates were to move down significantly right now, it would be a bad sign for the economy as a whole. And conversely, if mortgage rates were to go up significantly right now, that also would be a bad sign. So if we want to look at just overall health of people's, of the economy, which affects everyone, steady mortgage rates is really what we want to see.
Steady. Yeah, that is, it's good. Scott?
Yeah, no, I agree. I have a little concern, and Mike and I have talked about this quite a bit over the last 6 months. I do have a concern that Trump has $200 billion in his pocket. And obviously, Republicans are looking at getting kicked in the teeth in the midterms. And a way to kind of spike interest in the fact that everything is rosy would be to buy a bunch of mortgage-backed securities and drive interest rates down. And that sounds good on paper. Hey, we got another run. Everybody's buying houses in November and December, which would be weird. Problem is, I'm not from monkeying with a free market. And that's monkeying with a free market.
Yeah, it is. They've done it before, so I'm not saying they won't do it again, but I hope not. I hope the new Federal Reserve chair is serious, and I think he is. So I am hoping that we're not going to see that kind of real overt meddling in the marketplace.
Yeah, again, we appreciate you joining us at the Minnesota Real Estate Show, 612-294-6949. You can join us by phone or text at any point to catch us live right before the break. Scott, I wanted to hit a listing actually right in your neck of the woods. Angie Oster has a great one in Lakeville, 20481 Ginger Court for $790,000. This is a six bed, wow, 5.5 bath, 4 bedrooms on the upper level. It's got an open concept main level, floor to ceiling stone gas fireplace. It's got a very warm, inviting focal point for everyday living. Chef's kitchen, beautifully appointed, Scott. Premium GE slate appliances, abundant cabinetry, spacious walk-in pantry, a sun-filled morning room. And then the upper level has a wonderful primary suite, 3 additional bedrooms. The home's only available due to relocation. It's a great home for multi-generation families. 20481 Ginger Court in Lakeville with Angie Oster and the Minnesota Real Estate Team Remax Advantage Plus. This is the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Welcome back to the second half of the Minnesota Real Estate Show. We got a lot going on here today. We got phones ringing, texts coming in. We appreciate you listening, everybody. Hey, Scott, before we dive in to some more callers here, Mike Katterlick, a great agent on the team, has one in Savage, 7817 West, 145th Street, $299.9. It is a great location in Savage, 3-bed, 3-bath, 2-story townhome, bright open floor plan, got vaulted ceilings, 3 beds on 1 level, a private owner suite with a large bedroom, bathroom, double sinks, separate soaking tubs and shower, ample walk-in closet. This is priced great at $299.9. Again, 7817 West, 145th Street. We have a caller here into the Minnesota Real Estate Show as well. Thank you for calling the Minnesota Real Estate Show. How can we best help?
Nick from Friendly.
Hello?
Hi, Nick. Hi, how can we help?
Hey. I was just having a couple questions about new builds and whether it would be beneficial to actually have a representative with you or to not, because I've heard that people can sometimes get credits for some other updates on there, or also it might be beneficial to have a real estate agent too, because they could actually maybe negotiate some different things in for new builds. But I also hear that new builds are really hard to negotiate.
Yeah, it's a great question. We hear it all the time. I'll answer the first part up front. I believe it's always important to have a real estate agent, not because I'm a real estate agent, that's how I make a living, just because through the years I've seen so many people go in blind that do not have representation and they make mistakes. Really, on new construction, the value of your real estate agent is to make sure you're choosing the land that you should be building on and that you're choosing the value that's in relation to what else has been built. So you're still going to pull a market. You're still going to look at everything else that's been sold. You're still going to look at all the upgrades to make sure that what you're building it for, because again, you don't know. The builder's going to give you a number and you're going to be like, oh, okay, I guess that's what it is. Well, if that still needs to make sense, so representation for that. And I'll tell you this, reputable builders in the Twin Cities, for the most part, there are some that will do little backyard deals, but for the most part, they've built in that a certain percentage of people are going to be represented by an agent, certain percentage of people are not going to be represented by an agent, and that's just built in. So there's not a big discount coming your way typically, and again, there are offshoots that will do it, but for the most part, it's not something that you'd be able to get a big discount on.
Yeah, and this is Adam. I'm going to talk as the non-real estate agent here who has a little bit less biased opinion, I guess, just naturally, but from the consumer side, because I've gone through this twice. And both times we did choose to have representation, and I can tell you I wouldn't buy it without representation, even on the new build. And one time they did offer to give me a discount if I was to cut out our agent, which again, one, felt shady, but two, like, I'm so glad that we didn't, because there were so many questions that I had, so much more confidence that I had going into the process because I knew I had someone that was there to support me and answer questions. So that's my thoughts for what it's worth.
Yeah, it's also important to, again, help you do a market analysis on the home so you know what you're buying. You may feel like you got a great deal and you got 10 grand off, but then a year later you realize, oh my gosh, I think I paid 50 grand too much
that's
for
right.
it.
Well, and even to things like, there were things you just reminded me, things that came up when we were building the house where, you know, you're building the house for what you want, but unless you know you're going to stay there forever, you do need to consider, am I building a house that somebody else is going to want to buy?
Appealing
and having
to the
that
masses.
Real estate agent there to tell you, hey, don't do that, or maybe do it a little bit differently, because if you make this mistake, you're going to have a really hard time selling the house.
I'm glad you brought that up. Those are the three things. Value of the land, making sure you're making the right spot to build on.
Yep.
Make sure the evaluation's there. And then exactly what you just said. Make sure that you don't make building mistakes. The worst things to ever come out of a consumer that's buying a house is, you know what, it's not really that important to me. Oh, you back to a road. Oh, it doesn't matter. Oh, you're putting one sink in your master bathroom. Oh, there's just two of us. Use an agent to make sure that when you go to sell it, you haven't had so many chinks in the armor you can't get rid of it.
Here's the other thing, too, is I'd say use a wonderful loan officer like Mr. Mike Overson and Luminate Bank. Because, again, not all lenders are created equal otherwise. And, unfortunately, the money doesn't always show up at closing. Just very briefly, part of my role with the Minnesota real estate team is I deal with problems when there's closing problems. And when things don't close on time, when the mortgage company drops the ball, et cetera, this happens. That's why we work with this young man here, is because you deliver. You get stuff done, Mike.
Well, I always explain it. It's like you look at let's say an NBA team. Anthony Edwards is on the court for, 45 minutes out of 48 minutes a game. Why is that? Because he's better than other people.
That's right.
And the guy on the end of the bench, he doesn't play at all. They're both NBA players.
Hey, I was on the bench. I was a good supporter, though. I was cheering guys on, you know?
They both can do a loan for you. But
they're both in the NBA,
yeah.
Right? They're both professional basketball players, but why is one playing 45 minutes and one playing nothing? Well, because the other one's better. I mean, that's just the way it is.
Hey, we've got our caller back again. Hey, it sounds like maybe you got a follow-up question as well?
Yeah, I do. So there's another factor to it, too. My mother-in-law is also like a realtor she's a realtor because she owns a bunch of houses out in St. Paul that she rents out. So she would be willing to help us out, possibly to help us kind of get a kickback on the commission. I don't know if that's worth it, because I don't think she'd be helping out too much versus having to either go in unrepresented or to like try to get possible credits, or if. So I'm just kind of like running my wheels on like what the best option is to go into this new build, because they're starting to do new builds out in right now we're in Fridley and we're trying to get into Chaska.
Can I ask you a question? Are you looking at building with some of the larger builders?
Yeah, am I able to say the name on that?
Sure. Yeah, go ahead.
It's MI Homes right now.
Yeah, we know MI Homes really well, and they are one that again is going to deal with. They're not going to really discount because they work. In fact, they used to be on the show years ago, M&I, and they are they're a great builder. They're not going to discount you, but your mother can. I mean, your mother can give you her commission and totally write it off. We were able to do that with a party of the transaction. So if she's helping you that way, what you're saying is that she might not have the knowledge to be able to make sure you're not making a mistake. I guess, in my opinion, I'd still go with someone that points you in the right direction. But you've got a little bit of an ace in the hole with your mom. So talk to her. See how comfortable she would be representing it.
You know what I would say, Scott?
What's that?
Keep the family peace. Use your dear mother-in-law. This is someone that you're going to be spending.
Wait a minute. It's mother, not mother-in-law.
No, it's his mother-in-law.
Is it your
right?
mother-in-law?
Yeah, it's his mother-in-law.
Oh, then definitely get a real estate agent. I thought it was your mother.
No, you're terrible. You are terrible.
I didn't know it was a mother-in-law.
No, you know what? I think, and again, I'm not just, you know, I do think there is something to that. I know that may sound a little whatever to folks, but I do think I am a believer in keeping the peace, and I think do your best to work with your mother-in-law, talk with her. Maybe she can bring in another agent. I'm sure she'd be grateful as well for your extending the opportunity to her. Again, maybe that's... too much of a Father Ryan there, but I think keeping the peace is good, Mike.
Well, unless you're looking for a way out of the family.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And you don't know her, you don't know his mother, you don't know his mother-in-law. There are some mother-in-laws that absolutely you want to involve them in it, and there are other mother-in-laws that you do not want involved in it. And you, my friend, you're the only person that knows your mother-in-law.
Hey, I have a wonderful mother-in-law.
You do.
She does listen to this show. Sue Kane, she's of the Krippner family and a wonderful family up in the St. Cloud area. So I love my mother-in-law. Fantastic. Hey, Adam Hartung. Adam's like, when am I going to talk here?
Yeah, yeah, right.
Adam, hey, what do you got, bud? You do have the Trump accounts thing
for
us.
Yeah, that's right. You know, we just had the 250th anniversary of our independence as a great country. And on July 4th, the new Trump accounts officially became available. And so I've heard so much misinformation out there. I just heard some talk show hosts on a very prominent show on Thursday talking about how great the Trump accounts are. And unfortunately, a bunch of the information they gave
is wrong.
Actually wrong. And so that always makes me cringe when I hear that stuff. So first of all, the new Trump accounts, if you had a child or will have a child like Scott's grandchild here that is born in the years, calendar years 25, 26, 27, and 28, you do get $1,000 from the government. And so you for sure would be silly not to set up a Trump account. Now, I'll just tell you, my point of view, I'm against the $1,000 giveaway. I don't like either side of the aisle. I don't care who does it when we're just giving
money away. Yeah.
But the bottom line is they're doing it. So if you had a child born 25, 26, or one born coming up 27, 28, you should set up a Trump account and get the $1,000. There are a couple of ways that you can set these accounts up. One of the easiest ways is there's literally a tax form when you file your taxes. It's form 4547. When you do your taxes, that will automatically set the account up for you. You can also go to trumpaccounts.gov to set those accounts up.
Is it 4547 because he was the 45th and 47th president?
Come on, Donald. That is exactly why it's form 4547. Gotcha. I am certain of it. So let's talk about the Trump accounts, though, beyond the $1,000. Next, there are some employers that have already agreed to put money into Trump accounts on behalf of their employees' children. So you should check if you're at an employer who is going to put money in there for you. You should also set up an account and take the free money from your employer. Clearly, that makes sense. So now beyond that, you can put anyone. So you, a grandparent, a friend, a neighbor, an aunt, an uncle, anyone can put up to $5,000 total into these Trump accounts on behalf of the children. Now, the Trump accounts are only until they're age 18. So you can set it, even if your kid wasn't born in the 4 years, if you have a child under the age of 18 right now, you can set up a Trump account for them and you can put up to $5,000 a year. That $5,000 a year is not a tax deduction to you, so there's no tax benefit to putting it in there.
I hate that.
Here's the part where the Trump accounts didn't end up being as good as they originally made them sound. Because when they first advertised them, they made it sound like this was going to be money that you could access after age 18 for things like buying a house or, you know, in your early 20s when you might need money. And this is what I heard the talk show host talking about. The problem is that's not the way the Trump accounts work because, first of all, you have zero access till age 18. Okay, I have no problem with that. That makes sense. Let's lock the money up till age 18. However, at age 18, the money automatically becomes a traditional IRA subject to the same rules as any other traditional IRA, which means that if you take the money out prior to age 59 and a half, you have not only taxes but a penalty tax. Now, there are a few exceptions to the penalty tax. One is higher education, so you could take it out for college. You're still going to pay ordinary income tax, but you wouldn't have the penalty. And you can take out money for a down payment on a house, but only up to $10,000. So, again, it's not like you're going to be able to create this big pool of money that somebody can use in their 20s, which is how people are talking about it.
Yeah, we're up against our final break at the Minnesota Real Estate Show. We appreciate you joining us, talking to Adam Hartung, Midwest Management, about Trump accounts. A big thanks again. Candace Wheeler is in here in the studio.
Woo!
Candace has got about 15 things going on. Phone calls, text messages, our lives. You're doing a great job.
So exciting.
You're doing a great job. Hey, this is the Minnesota Real Estate. Hey, welcome back to the final segment of the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Before we get to the texter, Scott, I had one other listing wanted to hit.
Dan Frank has one in Plymouth, 177-0041 First Avenue North, number 80 in Plymouth, 3499. It's an end-unit townhome in the award-winning Wayzata School District. It's a one of the community's most desirable lots. Very mature trees, large side yard, vaulted livings, abundant natural light. You got all the updates. Granite countertops, new stainless steel appliances, a spacious primary suite with a walk-in closet, whirlpool tub, and it's got fresh paint, new carpet, AC, water heater, and a front load washer and dryer. 3499, Scott, 177-0041 First Avenue North, number 80. Had a texter say, Scott, is anybody ever offer asking price or below anymore?
Yes, we're seeing it more. We're seeing it more in the last 60 days since the market started to shift than I've seen in the last 15 years. I mean, basically, there were no underpriced people were not able to write and get closing costs paid for under list price. Now we're seeing that again. You run a market on every home you're writing. So if it's listed at 700, it's only worth 625. You're writing 625. It doesn't matter what it's listed at. And I would make an argument right now that this has happened so quickly that there's a lot of the market that is just overpriced. So take Lakeville again without beating it up. 200 homes in Lakeville. We got 3 months for inventory to eliminate. Half of those homes aren't going to be sold by the end of the year. They're going to be back on next year. That's just the reality.
Hey, Adam Hartung, you had another final point you wanted to make about the Trump accounts.
Yeah, I do, because, again, I was disappointed with how they implemented them. So I do want to tell you where I think there is still a potential purpose for the Trump accounts, but it's a little complicated. And that is, because these grow tax deferred and you've got to keep it in there until the 59.5, the problem is you're taking money for a child who's at a low tax rate and deferring all of these taxes until later in life. And a lot of times people are in actually a higher tax bracket in retirement or close to retirement. So what I think makes sense, if you're going to use the Trump accounts and you're going to fund them, whether it's the original $1,000 or it's more money that you put in there, is that after the child turns 18 and it turns into a traditional IRA, at some point before they get into high earning years, you do a Roth conversion, voluntarily pay the taxes on the gains at that point to get it into a Roth IRA when the child is hopefully still in a lower tax bracket. And now all this money will go tax-free. And after 5 years, with a Roth conversion, after 5 years, you have access to the amount converted with no tax, no penalty. So potentially in their mid-20s or 30s, they could take that money out and use it for the down payment on a house or something else. One thing you have to be aware of, though, is what's called the kiddie tax rule, which is if the child is a college student up until age 24, if they are not providing more than 50% of their own support through their own earned income, they get taxed at their parents' rate on investment income, not the child's rate. So if you're going to do this strategy, you need to also look into whether or not your kid would be affected by the kiddie tax, which means that they're going to get the parents' tax rate instead of their own.
Hey, Adam, just we're running really short on time here, but just very briefly, kind of simple terms for people. I like to keep things simple. Mike has children. What can Mike do right now with how does the Trump accounts affect him?
Again, assuming they weren't born in the 4 years where you get the $1,000, he could still open an account for them. He could put up to $5,000 a year in the account for them. Again, that's always going to be a good thing. I mean, putting money away versus not is always a good thing. But realize you could do this before Trump accounts existed. And what I'm saying is, unless you're trying to lock this money up until age 59.5, there are actually better accounts that you could open and put your kids' money into. And we could help you with that as well.
That's the question I was going to ask. I got kids eligible for Trump accounts. I got $5,000 per kid that I'm going to give to them. Do you do the Trump account or do you do something else?
It depends on what you want the money to be used for and when you want it to be available to them is the answer.
And again, this is only an hour-long show, so of course we'd love to continue the discussion. By the way, how do people reach you there, young man? You do a wonderful job. Grateful for you, Adam Hartung.
Thank you, Ryan. You can find us on mnrealestateshow.com or at midwestmoneymanagement.com, or you can give us a call at the office at 651-204-3000. Again, that's 651-204-3000, and we'd be happy to help.
Hey, Mike, be sure to mention folks with Luminate Bank so they know what you're offering on savings accounts and checkings accounts locally.
Yep, we're a local bank here, headquartered right off of 394 in Penwright, Minneapolis. Our checking accounts pay out 2.02%, and we have our standard savings account that's paying out 3.5%. you do a home loan with us and you open up a checking or savings account and slide at least $2,500 into it, we're going to give you $400 off your closing costs on that home loan. If you open an account and put $100,000 or more in it, we will give you $1,000 off closing costs.
So 2% in a checking account, do you have to have a minimum balance on that or something?
No minimum balance, nope, on either one. The checking and the savings, no minimum balance required, no maintenance fees. You're going to get the 2.02 on checking and 3.5 on the savings.
You just said you had a local customer who had a significant chunk of money in another big box bank in a checking account just sitting there.
He had $90,000 sitting there with the big box bank making about a 0.1% in that checking account. I mean, you slide that over, slide that same money over here, you know, and you're 20 times in your money, you know, at that point when you just move your money over to Luminate.
Mike, last thoughts for folks from you and the good folks at Luminate Bank?
It's still a great time to buy. If what Scott and I think is going to happen this fall happens, we're going to have spring market in the fall and the winter, which means now's your time to buy because
right.
You're going to get caught in that buyer frenzy. You're going to get caught in that spring type of market this fall and winter where you're going over list price to get homes. So now is a great opportunity if you're out there buying.
Scott, last thoughts there, friend.
You know, just a quick apology. Last week at the end of the show, we had a listener that had texted in that was offended that we had a lot of questions last week about what would be a cool feature. Would you rather have a lake home? Would you rather have a pool? And we were kind of having fun with it. And this particular listener thought that we were spending too much time on fancy, expensive things and not paying attention to the normal people. That was not our intent, and obviously if that was offensive, that was not our intent. It was just kind of a fun segment of people asking what would be cool.
Yeah, again, we work literally every price point. This year we've had a couple deals at $10,000, $20,000. So we work with everybody. We're grateful for you listening. It's been a quick show today. This has been the Minnesota Real Estate Show. We hope you all enjoy this weekend. Thanks again for tuning in. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye now, H.O.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.